welcome to another edition of What the Fuck Happenings Here. In Mendham, sort of, kind of, but not really. Okay, technically not, but mostly. All right, Google, so this video I'll directly upload it to the In Mendham Videos channel, and we'll see if that gets the channel destroyed. that probably will be all that matters, is I uploaded a video directly. Because the video that they gave me strikes on two accounts for is still here, a week later. I can't be sure whether I can upload to the In Mendham channel yet, but I guess when I do, I'll just upload a video saying, there's not going to be any uploads to the channel for a while, and they'll be on the website, or they'll be here, I guess. But we'll see. We'll see what kind of mayhem this creates. What kind of other bullshit Google pulls. But anyway, it clearly reveals that this isn't anything about the content of a video. It's just about who produces the video and who complains about it. That's it. So Google makes the decision based on who makes the video and who complains about the video. And that's what decides whether a video exists or doesn't exist. That decides who has free speech or who doesn't. So let's just understand, one of the reasons why Google is evil is because it bought YouTube merely to spy on all of us and create better advertisements, more manipulation, to manipulate people more effectively so it could sell its ads for more money. And that's it. It didn't do it because it was interested in something called a YouTube, where people communicated with each other or any of that crap. They just wanted people to make whatever videos that got eyeballs to the website, and then they could, watch the eyeballs and document what they do and know more about human behavior, especially the behavior of people who click on ads, because those are the only people they're interested in on Earth. They're really not interested. If you're blocking ads, they don't want to know you. If you're irritated by ads, they don't want to know you. Okay, they only want to know you if you're vulnerable to being seduced by silly pictures and free, the word free. If the word free makes you look, that kind of thing. That's it. It's just about treating us like rats, and they're just monetizing some of the rats, and they put a little label on the ones they've monetized, and they just want to know how to best manipulate the rats. And that's it. That's their relationship to you. You're a fucking rat in the lab, and they're just, monitoring you. They'll suck your blood now and then, take a little whatever they can, cut off some tissues, sew an ear on your ass, They'll just play with you in any manner they wish to, manipulate you, and so when they bought YouTube, they clearly start treating us like rats. Okay, they start taking away all of our power, all of the instruments that gave us any power: categorization, response videos, being able to see what people are typing on other people's videos, being able to search the comment sections. All of that stuff just disappeared. So all the power of the user and the producer, just they slowly but surely just took every little bit of that away. And clearly, in this circumstance, it could be easily argued that if Google, as a corporation, it's just so unafraid. It's just like the celebrity mass murderers. They just don't think you can touch them. And every time something happens, it sort of is revealed that you really can't touch them. It just doesn't matter what they do. It's like preachers. They can always go back to preaching. It doesn't matter how big a lie they told or how many babies they suck the blood out of, they know you. And so Google knows you can't touch them. And so that's why it takes on things like this, in the sense of, the easy, for any sensible corporation that had some kind of concern about its reputation, it would see YouTube and see a huge liability in the sense that it's controlling speech and it might not want that role. Because it could be blamed by people for doing something evil. So it would give it to the community. The easiest thing for Google to do would be just to say, I'll give the community a mechanism, and they can decide, you know, what content is allowable. So I'll create a democracy where both the producers and the people who consume the videos have a voting system, and we can create a little democracy for them, and we'll give the job to them to decide whether somebody can speak or not speak, and then we'll let, you know, people blame the producers and the users, you know, for the censorship. That would have been, you know, like I said, a sensible corporation would have just said, I don't want this mess. So why did Google keep the mess? Well, it kept the mess because it wants the control. It does want to censor. It does want to change public opinion. It does want to manipulate human society. It has ambitions in that direction, and its own CEOs have been caught saying that kind of shit, that we can do anything to the algorithm. You know, we can make anybody disappear, and we can make anybody appear. we can completely, you know, just by a subtle little manipulation in our little computer algorithm, and all of a sudden it can discriminate all over the fucking place on purpose, and you'll never even notice it because there's such a subtlety to the change made. There's no direct correlation. There's always some indirect correlation. You know, we want to get to you. We just get to something that has something, like you drink Coke. You know, so we'll discriminate against Coke. And by discriminating against Coke, we discriminate against you. You know, all we have to do is pick an eye color we don't like. You know, as long as we know there's more people we hate that have that color eye color, then we can just manipulate. That's all this corporation is doing, is manipulating. For its purposes, for its agenda, for the agenda of its CEOs, for the agenda of its stinking, lousy, cruddy, lying owners, again, who stated in their founding document, there needs to be a non-commercial alternative. That's what they were proposing, they were offering, when they knew right from the beginning, it was all venture capitalist money. The venture capitalists don't invest in something where, oh, you mean you're going to give it away for free for 3 years? You know, I mean, forever? Oh, yeah, obviously they weren't going to give it away for free forever. They were just giving it away for free to destroy all competition. It's William Randolph Hearst economics all over again. He was, you know, at one time he was known as the biggest evil man in the universe, and somehow people don't get it, but this is his reincarnation, Google. Google is William Randolph Hearst all over again, some arrogant fuck just playing with the human race, just saying, I don't care about what you really need, I'm just going to exploit the fuck out of you to make me richer so I can buy more statues. You know, Google controlling Android now, it's just so bad. There's just no way we should be living in corpocracy. You know, people should be able to agree on that, you know, but no, people just come running to the defense of corporations running our lives, and there's just nobody can figure out that, you know, this won't work. There's no future in it, unless you want to be a lab rat, and you want your kids to be a lab rat. All right, so that's enough of the speechifying on the evils of Google. But it is just that. It is evil. It was evil right from the very start. People, certain people, said it right from the very start. But you're all just too thick, stinking, deadheaded to figure out what the real enemies are in the world. So, as an example of that, we have Logical Imperialist 2. So, of course, he must have gotten blocked somewhere. But, you know, the idiots who call them something like logical is in the title, and he has no logic. He isn't capable of putting facts together and reasoning. So he goes back to a 10-year-old video to type something as just so fucking stupid. And this is, like I said, he's using the word logical. See, I mean, if we did have this democracy here, maybe we would make a rule that you can't put certain words in your title unless you have something. Like, you can't call yourself a doctor, you can't call yourself something if you're just not that something. And you just can't say anything about logical and then pretend you can make comments this stupid. I mean, Rocky Dennis at it again. And this is stupid on so many levels. First, the whole idea of using references to really terrible diseases, you know. I mean, just horrible disease. I mean, Rocky Dennis was an example of, you know, trying to make a movie that wouldn't make people cry, you know, too much. You know, so you had to make it somewhat pleasant. But, I mean, it's a horrible, awful thing that happens to human beings, the Elephant Man disease. And, you know, it's like making an ALS joke. I mean, you know, it's just so bad that first he has no respect for that tragedy that's in, and he's going to use it as fodder for a joke because, yeah, if you put this kind of, you know, if I put this wig on almost anybody, obviously there'll be some similarities. And obviously people that have a long face will, you know, you can associate with certain people, and yes, there'll be some features in common, just like people with round faces, like, you know, virtual Holocaust fat faces, you could associate with things too, like, you know, horse manure and, you know, clumps and different things that you could say it looks like. So what? So on a second level, this whole idea that somehow appearance has something to do with the content of these videos or why people make them. And then again, as if appearance was even something empirical, something anybody could sit there and make a rational argument about how there's anything but subjective nonsense tied to what we call attractiveness. I mean, you know, organisms that we think are but ugly obviously think each other is quite sexy. So, I mean, it's just nonsense to sit there and play, say, oh, it's a beauty contest. And that's all it is a beauty contest. And it's all a subjective beauty contest based on whether you were, you know, raised in what civilization or what culture. I mean, different people raised in different cultures find different things attractive. I mean, it's just so stupid on so many levels. And you're just saying, wow, this is the planet of the less than the apes, okay? Less than apes. I mean, even on the planet of the apes, they could have an argument and recognize these points, that's really a dumb thing to do. The apes might agree that, oh yeah, you know, that's just silly. You know, making those distinctions don't get us anywhere. I mean, if we just start talking about how ugly the gorillas are, we're not going to have a civilization very long, are we? So anyway, what a piece of dirt. I mean, jeez. Too stupid. Ugh. So, no brains in head. Oh, could be dangerous. Yeah, I didn't know I was going to do comments, but apparently I am. It appears that's what I'm going to do. I just don't see how what one believes in regards to the Holocaust affects what one believes about the double slit experiment. Well, I think it is, you know, you can make things relevant. I think it is relevant if somebody's a theist, they believe in God or they believe in something else, you can judge them based on that. Now, I guess I would argue in the case of the Holocaust, I think even people who are on the side of the Holocaust, again, the fact that they can't admit that the evidence is ugly as fuck, okay, that it really isn't as nice and clean as they'd like it to be, okay, the fact that there were no, you know, that there were no gas chambers actually found intact, you know, that they had to reconstruct all of this stuff, you know, that there wasn't, you know, I mean, you can go through all the, you know, we didn't have this, a bunch of photographic evidence, we didn't have a bunch of, you know, there's just not a bunch of great evidence, it looks sort of bad, you know, that the story had to grow, you know, years after the Holocaust, like somehow it wasn't automatically apparent that all of this happened. And it was sort of just built out of the whole, like I said, the fight between the Russians and the Americans over splitting Germany up and then the creation of Israel. And there's a whole context, and they don't want to pay any attention to that either. But, I mean, just to argue that this is one of those historical facts that could be a little bit mushy, you know, like the tea in the American harbor was the cheaper tea, right? It wasn't like, the tea tax and all this kind of stuff, and the tea's too expensive. And no, that really wasn't the problem. The problem was the British were selling tea, and the Americans wanted to sell tea, and the British were selling the tea to the Americans cheaper than the Americans were selling the tea. And so it was a trade war, and it really wasn't what it was made out to be, is the liberation from the evil king who was giving us cheaper tea, that kind of thing. So, real stories are a little different than the bullshit that people who have incentives will lie to you, okay? And so we can argue that there was lots of lies told to, the first soldiers in the American Revolution, like they were fighting for their independence and their freedom, when, man, they were really fighting for American owners, rather than British owners. They were fighting to make some Americans rich instead of the British getting rich. And it's so there's lots of lies in history, lots of bullshit, and if they can't admit that, that's the sad part. Now, I think you can make a very good argument that religious assholes should be treated rather harshly for being so offensive to reason. I mean, we have this brain, it works based on evidence. And they're basically arguing evidence doesn't matter. We have magical sources of understanding. You need to have a personal relationship with my fairy princess. What the fuck? Your fairy godmother. All you have to do is ask your fairy godmother to help, and she'll show up. And I mean, it's so bad and so insulting to our intelligence that, yeah, maybe somebody should say, I'm not talking to that asshole. They should be censured, they should be punished for their stupidity. Now, the idea that you would punish me for being unconvinced regarding some details of the Holocaust, yes, seems to me that's going too far. Because the evidence sucks. And it's just like physics. They sit there and pretend you're a science denier if you don't go along with all of our stories, all of our quantum woo stories, as if we've proven them beyond any reasonable doubt. And they haven't proven them even to any of the meager amount of evidence. All they have is things like, it looks like, he looks like the murderer. Isn't that all we need? He looks sort of kind of like him. He's almost as tall, and he's almost as heavy, and he's almost the same color, and he's almost got a mustache. I mean, it's just, so bad. All right, well, anyway. Do Holocaust deniers have like different physics or something? Well, the real thing to do would be to say, okay, I won't interact with you because I think you're a boogeyman. But you could still interact with the argument. Like I said, he was already presented with my argument. And so he could have just demonstrated, well, look, I could have taken care of your argument if we had the debate anyway. I've got, a better story, I've got better evidence, and I'll show some of it to you. So the fact that he can't produce, even though I keep insisting and I keep harassing him to do it, he can't produce the argument he was going to make in his debate. Okay, so that's the fact that he could at least still produce the argument. Okay, you won't talk to me, fine, don't talk to me. But answer the questions asked, they're not that complicated. So that's the real pussy part, and that's the part that shows he's just using the Holocaust as a way of evading the interaction because he knew he was not going to come off the winner. That simple. Does their math and chemistry function differently as well? Anyway, during World War II, if the Nazi scientists and the American scientists were discussing physics, would the Nazis say, "No, that's mathematical representation is Jews"? Some of that might have happened, but I mean, it's clear that yes, there was people like Heisenberg, who everybody knew, pretty much to be a Nazi, and Bohr and other people still interacted quite fluently with these people. So, yeah, it wasn't really an issue while it was happening in the world, which is kind of ironic and almost ludicrous, right? I mean, they couldn't see it as reason to forget about science then while it was actually happening. So, when it's really personal. Are you talking about statistically or categorically? Well, oh, this is the new Farley fake name. So yeah, we will dispose of that camcorder and picnic, his new fake accounts that YouTube lets him have an endless supply of, because it's all about seducing more people into the fun. So they'll take any new account seriously. 10-year-old, 4-year-old, doesn't matter how old they are, doesn't matter what they are, they're real accounts, even though they're obviously not real accounts. In Minda, whatever, is pointing out a wider disturbing issue in society. Yes, I'm pointing out lots of disturbing issues. We live in idiocracy. The morons are winning, and the smart people are just playing right along. They're rooting for them. They're actually rooting for the idiocracy to win. They're doing everything they can to, just, to sit there and embrace moron culture. If an individual is slandered, they can now be destroyed with very little defense open to them unless they are rich. Well, obviously, yes. And this it really is, the burden of making accusations should be quite heavy. If you're going to make an accusation and destroy somebody else's character, if you're found to be a liar, you should be hung. Okay, that's that simple. We hung a lot of people, okay, after World War II, and I don't think a lot of them were all that much guilty, any guiltier than anybody else sitting in Germany eating their dinner. So, any of the other Germans who voted for Hitler, but anyway, and we don't take any accountability for, like I said, if you destroy somebody with your lies, that should mean something. And clearly, we've had these preposterous lies lately. All kinds of people claiming rape and claiming this and claiming that, and some of them have been found to be fucking liars, and the system doesn't punish any of them, and that's really bad. So who and why? Whose advantage is it to protect these liars? It seems people just don't care. If the liar's on their political side, they'll protect him, and that's just too disgusting. The burden of proof was on the troll, not in Mendham, for potentially reputation-destroying claim. Well, again, it's not that this is a the claim isn't that complicated in the sense that, okay, you're saying overtly, are you evil? But I would just say the definition of evil isn't as simple as saying, oh, you don't like some historical stories. Well, yeah, it's true. I don't like some of them. I think they're inaccurate, okay? I think they're lies. Lots of Napoleon stories, lies. There's lots of lies in history. And that's my crime. My crime is I'm not a big fan of what gets written as historical fact, because it isn't factual. But anyway, but obviously, if they could tie me to anti-Semitism or some effort to hurt Jews or some effort to do anything besides just explain that I'm not buying that, then that would be more honorable, then. But they don't even allow you to say the words, "You're calling me a science denier for bullshit reasons. You're saying I'm ignorant for bullshit reasons." You haven't really defended that position, and you don't want to, because if you got into the conversation, you're going to lose. Some people want to argue these details, like every single thing. Like somebody posted a comment on my draft physics video, arguing the Holocaust. And I'm not going to argue it, because you want to present one side of it, and you don't want to present any of the evidence countering all of that horse shit. So what's the point? You're not really interested in the truth. You're just interested in shouting propaganda. Okay. But the other guy, through guilt of association, fear, and damage to his reputation, put the burden of proof on in Mendham. And again, I've passed the burden of proof, and I'll say it again. If somebody concedes there's millions of Jews were killed by by evil bigotry, I don't think there's any point in calling that person a Holocaust denier. There's just nothing to be gained by doing it. It would be retarded. They are evil. They believe the Nazis were wrong. They believe the Jews were victims of horrible bigotry. What else do you need? Don't we have the prescription, the definition of the evil? Do we really have to? It's just about the detail. So it doesn't matter that Custer killed Indians. It's about how he killed them. You know, it's just too stupid. As ironically mentioned, this is how things were in totalitarian nations. Well, I mean, propaganda is propaganda, and that's what the world runs on. And it really doesn't want any questions really asked. Again, the simple question of why aren't parents interrogated? You know, especially parents who are incompetent, can't even get their own lives together. Why isn't it totally appropriate to interrogate them on why they think they have a right to have babies? You know, every person having a kid should be interrogated first about what's your motivation here. What do you think you're going to accomplish? Do you understand the risks? I mean, and you have accepted them. You really don't care if your kid's born blind or something. It's okay with you. I mean, it's, you know, you don't mind imposing blindness on people. It's, you know, you wouldn't mind if somebody decided for you that it was okay. You know, micro penises, all kinds of things. You know, it's okay to impose that. No, it really isn't, and they're afraid to ever be interrogated about anything they do. Yeah, man, dropping N-bombs left and right. Well, no, there really wasn't left and right. It was in the beginning of the video, and it was for a purpose, and, you know, it was clearly benign use of the N-word. I mean, it was a mockery of the word and a kind of a mockery of this idea that somehow you make the word nothing by plastering it all over the place. I mean, I'd love to have fucktard all over the place, okay? You know, and I don't think it would ever be meaningless as a word, even if you know, if you could plaster it all over the place just to get people thinking about, oh, am I a fucktard? You know, maybe they'll ask the question to themselves. Okay, but whatever. So, we know the N-word is used all the time in videos. It's not nearly as taboo as you think it is. So let's not pretend it is, because it isn't. And again, if it can come, if the word can come out of a UPS truck and a FedEx truck, then we're really done having a conversation about the first, you know, the taboo word. Okay. And right is probably best. All right, N-bombs left and right. It's probably best that cats didn't go through with whatever you guys were planning. So again, he's afraid that somewhere in the physics conversation I was going to drop N-bombs. I mean, it's just so irrational. So this is just, again, more people who are just so desperate to make a defense. So clearly, it's clearly been demonstrated that the only reason the videos got taken down were because I was the producer and Google doesn't like me, and somebody they do like complained. Those can be the only reasons, okay? It's not the algorithm, it's not the trolls, it's not any of that crap. It's a specific reason why the video is dead one place and alive somewhere else. And it all has to do with Google's discretion. And that's it. There's no principle here. Yeah, I mean, you can keep pretending there is, but there obviously isn't. The evidence is undeniable. Okay. Kind of funny how being slightly skeptical about a historical genocide is the worst imaginable evil. And again, I am not skeptical about the genocide, okay, in the sense of I've clearly pointed out the Germans were completely happy with the idea of Jews not existing on planet Earth. Clearly, they wouldn't care if they all disappeared one day. They had a powerful hatred, a powerful resentment. a powerful despise, and they had built it into a whole thing like Jews smell bad and Jews do this and Jews do that, and they had built up their whole propaganda engine to realize that Jews were nothing but trouble. They just break everything. They come in the house and they're like gremlins. They'll just make trouble. You know, they'll steal all the pennies. You know, whatever the argument is, clearly just based on bigotry. Okay, just bigotry, and that's it. All right, a stupid racial pile of crap. Okay, no judge a person by the content of their character kind of thing. Man, the Nazis weren't big on that. They didn't think much of character. They thought a lot of genetics. Again, the whole idea of, you know, doing the Aryan thing. So yeah, that's what it's about. Okay, and I am completely consistent with that argument, saying yes, that's exactly what the Nazis were doing. Okay, so now I can't say, again, people could argue, did the Nazis have any real plan to genocide Jew? Well, no, they really didn't. They just wanted them out of their territory, out of their range of influence. They wanted them, you know, and especially later in the war, they were just a liability, you know, some dead wood to feed. So clearly, and then clearly that whole conversation happened inside the Nazi regime of what do we do with these Jews? And they even, like again, they even had the insidious argument of, well, you can't let any of them survive because the ones that survive will be super Jew. I mean, they'll be so frickin' genetically strong that they survived all of our deprivations, all of the hardship and the typhus and all the crap we imposed on them, and they survived that. Oh shit, you don't want that Jew walking around. That's the conversation the Nazis had. And I'm perfectly sympathetic with that being just too fucking evil. So again, this isn't about being skeptical about the fact that there was a genocide in the sense, like I said, you have to use a modified version of that word genocide. There was a real genocide of the North American Indians, okay? I mean, their bloodlines were destroyed. I mean, there was no full-blooded, okay, version left. There were just mixed breeds, okay? We killed all the real Indians. The only ones we let survive were the half-breeds and the mixed breeds and all that kind of crap. So yeah, we genocided those genetics. Let's see, is the worst, but wanting total genocide of all life is meh. So this is kind of a silly argument, right? Because it's not about genociding any living human beings or any of that crap. Procreation is a voluntary act where you're saying, I'm allowed to play Dr. Frankenstein. I can take somebody else's welfare and impose all the risk on them. And you're saying you have that authority. You think Dr. Frankenstein is a great idea because you have some great ambition to do what? Cover the universe with your ugly butt. And that's about it, right? I mean, and then you don't even have the reasoning skills to understand it's not your ugly butt that's going to cover the world. It's going to be some other moron's ugly butt. So you're stupid on so many levels to not understand the difference between taking what is somebody's away from them and you imposing, you know, which is the same as taking away. Imposing torture is not somehow better than, you know, imposing death. They're both impositions and they're both based on your standard of what a good is. So again, it's just horseshit. I mean, obviously somebody can make arguments about the long-term interest and say our Borg will be much better off if we make it a one genetic code Borg, that human beings will get along much better if we get rid of our diversity. It's a rational argument that can be made. Moron. Anyway, being slightly skeptical about the historical genocide is the worst imaginable evil, but Nadler denies actual riots going on that we can see. Okay, this is Cato the Wiser, so we can always know that's got a political bent to it. He's obviously a Trumpy, you know, a racist, lots of things. Lots of negative things. Not breeding equals genocide? Exactly. Yeah, oh, it's murder. No, it's not murder. telling you you can't be an imposer, okay, is not an imposition. Okay, stopping a rapist is not an act of violence against the rights of the rapist. I mean, it's just too stupid. Learn the definition of words before you talk. You sound like an idiot. Well, you are an idiot. Yes, exactly. He is an idiot, so he can't help sounding like one. Because these are people, they just haven't thought through anything. All right. And everything needs a little bit of thinking through. It's not all just seems like. Yeah. It's the real world is a little, the details are important. Records black metal, records black metal. Does total genocide of life mean not breeding? Or are you a moron? Only hint. It's not the first one. Well, I don't even know what that means, but you really are too stupid. So I think the only right thing to do, I don't know, what does this little cross mean, by the way? What the fuck is that shit? Yeah, gotta wonder. Gotta always be, you know, the people with their little symbols. What is, you know, oh yeah, you just turn that this way and you turn that way, and what do you got? Oh yeah, that's right, it's a Nazi, really. So anyway, so it's just all crap, you know, other people's content. He doesn't allow you to get to the about page. I think anybody who hides content, hides information on their homepage, anyone who does that probably should be blocked by everybody on the internet. I mean, it's just bullshit, right? I mean, I'm going to talk shit on your videos by hiding behind a rock and not having any accountability. I mean, that's just bullshit. So, yeah, I'll do the right thing and say, fuck you. All right. Anyone knows that fake Trump attack Gary's talking about in this latest? I'm sorry that people didn't understand that. I mean, there was this black guy in Chicago, okay, who made up this whole fake story. You know, he hired two guys to mug him, you know, wearing red Trumpy hats, and made up this whole fucking story. You know, it's just complete bullshit. You know, and these participants in it, they all did this thing. They faked it. They did it in front of a video camera so they knew it would be recorded. They did all, you know, just to generate this incredible fake lie story. And what did this, what punishment did this guy pay for this horrible lie? Netflix or some other bullshit company hired him as an actor. I mean, what the fuck? He should be in jail for a long fucking time. I mean, his is a hate crime. His is, you know, the biggest hate crime you can commit is, you know, lying to disparage other people's capacity to function in the society. A fair fight. It's exactly against fair fight rules. It's brass knuckles in the boxing ring. What should be the penalty for somebody who puts brass knuckles in his glove? Well, you know, it should be a huge penalty. I mean, you can't be more of an anti-fairness person. I mean, it should be about being fair, being decent. That's the decency thing. So, yeah, I mean, you're really, I'm just surprised that people are too stupid. So, and this guy links to some other bullshit story. No, I'm sorry, that's not the right story, so I'm gonna delete that. But I'm really surprised that nobody knew what the fuck I was talking about. The fake Trump, I guess there's so many fake Trump stories in the sense that so much of Trump is fake and a lie. I mean, he's a constant liar. So I guess you got confused somehow. No, I'm talking about the liberals who didn't clean house, you know, and say, oh my God, this ruins all of it. This ruins the capacity to have a civil rights movement or social justice, because these liars, you know, that's the worst thing you want to do, is use a big fat lie as a cause. You don't want to premise anything on these liars controlling and manipulating opinion. So anyway, sorry you didn't know. Maybe re-upload with N-words beeped out so they have no excuse to take it down. So again, you're saying they have an excuse for not taking it down also then, right? So, I mean, you're just missing the point. The point is, it's obviously what controls what gets taken down is who uploaded the video and who complained. And that's it. There's nothing else happening here. And that's just a shit system. Nobody should be able to say, oh yeah, well, that's a very clever and elaborate and well-thought-out system of censorship. No, it's a shitty system of censorship. Google knows it. You morons apparently can't catch the drift of it, but it's clearly shit as a system. All right. Made into cheese, really, Gary. I don't think it's too silly an analogy when you're in the context of soap and knife sheaths and lampshades and shrunken heads and all the other bullshit. And like I said, I mean, I could just point out that in America, there was actually public service commercials by, you know, advertisements in magazines where they would have a portrait of some woman, you know, reading, you know, the note from her soldier husband, away at the war, and, you know, he's sending souvenirs of the skull of a Japanese soldier home to her. You know, this was somehow ethically reasonable behavior, you know, to send home the skulls of the enemy. You know, I mean, I've seen a picture with a lion that has a hyena's head in its mouth. You know, Gray Chow Cho found that one. You know, it sort of makes sense for lions to do that kind of shit, but we're supposed to be something like civilized, you know, something close or in the, you know, heading for it or trying. No, you're not trying very hard when you're sending home skulls. And the army doesn't say that's, no, you can't send one of those home. Okay. So fuck you. You know, with your bullshit sensitivity. Okay. Clearly, it was a joke. And, you know, just sort of pointing out, again, I don't have a whole lot of respect for this hypersensitivity. But in some sense, I want to placate it. So I'm trying to be sensitive to the fact that people are allowed to have hysterical overreactions. All right, and they're allowed to say that my grief is the greatest grief that ever happened, and my cancer was the greatest, worst cancer to ever overcome, and my, you know, that they're allowed to be fish storytellers. And, yeah, that's part of human nature, but I'm just saying, you know, it's pretty mockable. Okay. But, I said I have no interest, okay? If somebody wants to think their grandfather is a piece of cheese, they can go ahead and believe it. If they can believe anything they want to believe. I don't care. I don't have any ambition to change their perception or change public perception or do any of that bullshit. Again, I'm just defending my logic skills. And I'm allowed to logically say the evidence sucks. Looks like the head's on the other end. Whatever that means. That bit made me LOL. Looks like the head's on the other end. That doesn't even, I don't know what the hell that means. Should have mentioned the shrunken head, Cersei. I almost thought I was making that up, but yeah, I guess that was part of the story. Roller coasters of death, electrified floors, human skin lampshades. Yeah, well, they had an awful lot of stories about all kinds of vicious things that happened. And I'll concede that maybe, I'm sure there were some dead Jews that were butt-fucked or whatever. Well, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure because there's just so many men who really go for that shit. But anyway, I don't know. Does that mean something in the context of war? I mean, with all the raping and pillaging going on, is that really the whole story? And boy, we really got to pay attention to that part and document each bit of it. And, you know, let's all put it in the museum, you know. No, I don't think so. The fire pits, chimneys to nowhere. Yeah, well, there's lots of, like I said, it's who wants to go through it, because nobody can go through it in any kind of, you know, clinical manner and say what evidence is good, what evidence isn't so good. You know, and it's just what people want to believe, and it's okay if you, I guess I don't want to believe, but I really do. You know, I would really like it, make my life so much simpler, but I'm just saying there are logical points here. You know, I mean, you know, some of the evidence used against people they hung was clearly so stupid, and that, you know, the person who's going to be hung is basically saying, well, I wouldn't have to gas them because they would have suffocated. You know, the idea of putting like 1,500 people in a in a room that was 10 meters long by 3 meters wide or something. And he's like, if you put 1,000 people in that room, I won't have to gas them because they'll run out of oxygen in 48 seconds. So, you know, I mean, there are facts that are just glaring, and they're just saying, oh, let's not pay any attention to this. That the fact that it's impossible, so what? It's such a good story. You know, and we can make such political hay out of it. You know, and that's pretty much all it is, right? I don't know what the fuck. This is all the comments they're going to give me? I would like to see... Oh, there's some more now. Okay, so it finally loaded them. Let's see. So where were we? Here somewhere? I mean, okay, really? So I think we did all of that. All right. Modified, you gotta be kidding me. Force a language that's for long now already default. So, the point is that, yes, I would like there to be one language. I don't care which one it is. Now, I would argue that some languages are sort of stupid to have as the international language, like Japanese or Chinese, because they're not very good languages. They don't, the reason why they have to use so many American words is because their language sucks. Okay. So it's not very good. But look, this is, just put them all in a hat and pick one of the German, French, English, blah, blah, blah. And let's all say, yeah, that should be the primary language and everybody should speak it because we are now all on the internet and we're all going to communicate with each other and translations aren't very good. And, you know, it's just really, especially when people can't even speak the English language all the same way. I mean, a translator can't be universal because the British people sound so different from the American people. And in America, the Southern people sound so much different than the East and West people, you know. So, I mean, but the ideal of getting universal about how we communicate seems such so logical. And so my only argument is if people are language bound, then you're more likely to create Chinatowns and Mohammedvilles and, you know, all of that crap. And that's the worst thing you want to do in America, is create whole cities that are predominantly one thing and then another city's predominantly another thing. That segregation will make it really divisive, and it'll make it really easy to turn a great nation into a pile of shit. If you don't understand that, you're not sympathetic with that, what can I say? You're really stupid. But you are really stupid. Just another YouTuber. Just another moron. Let's see. Cats lost too fast. Bring new one. Okay, well. That's not very helpful in this whole context, but whatever. A simple yes or no would have done. So you think it's that simple. That's the funny part, right? So you think I should tell other people what they should believe Holocaust denier means. So the person who thinks their grandfather was made into cheese, I should say, your definition means nothing. So I should decide. And then I can answer the question. So I'll decide what Holocaust denier means. I asked him to decide. I gave him the option to decide what Holocaust denier means. So for him, Holocaust denier means if you don't believe gas chambers were a significant, played a significant role in causing the death of Jews, that most of the Jews died that way, that it's a primary function of the Holocaust was to gas Jews, it wasn't something else. So I let him define the word. And yes, so by his definition, I'm a Holocaust denier, because by his definition, it's not about the bigotry, it's not about the death, it's about gas chambers. I've made that clear. Isn't that what it's about for him? Okay, am I supposed to tell him that definition is invalid? Well, I'm saying it's not a definition I would go public with, that's for sure. If you're going to insist that that's the now the public definition of Holocaust denier is you don't have to be anti-Semite and you don't have to be a pro-Nazi. You don't have to be either one of those things and we'll call you a Holocaust denier. Well, I think that's silly. It's a silly definition used for a silly purpose, which was to evade a confrontation he didn't want to have because he knew he had no weapons. He was going to get the shit kicked out of him. He just bailed. How high are you to think in Mendham flat earther? I guess it's common amongst Yule to just assume people are something when all evidence, I don't know. So I guess he's talking, oh, okay. So yeah, Hoofwankel was probably the troll, the cowboy, and he deleted or got deleted. So yeah, he's responding to nothing. Yeah, I mean, obviously there's people. Here's another irony, right? On the debate channel, somebody posts that fluffers or something, he calls them, I don't know, wait, I guess it's some word for flat earthers. And he actually says, a lot of flat earthers are Holocaust deniers. Well, how come we've never had this happen before, though, where those Holocaust deniers are prohibited from being interacted with? Why the double standard then? See, I don't mind if Baldy Cats doesn't want to talk to me and he just wants to make a debunking video of me. Go ahead and try that, okay? Because you can't do that with any integrity either. So I'd say, please, yes, treat me like a flat earther. It's fine with me. Anyway, I just want to hear his counter argument. I don't care how, what form it's in. I just want a rational counter argument to be presented. All right. So just because it was a prolonged no, yes, yes, because I qualified my no by first suggesting it's not a very well-defined word, and then I stated overtly I wouldn't call myself a Holocaust denier. So yeah, isn't that close enough? Okay, that was a reason to cancel the thing. Like I said, the only reason to cancel was he was looking for an excuse, and he used the Holocaust card. Millions of Jews died at the hands of an evil bigotry. How come? How come that doesn't cut it? Well, again, I would argue to anybody who's fair or reasonable that should be more than enough to be on their side. Okay, to say that, oh, if we have another war, I can give you a gun and you'll know which guys to shoot. Yeah, clearly. And but that's again, that isn't good enough. If you do not bow at their idols, if you do not rub their totem pole the right way, if you do not massage every warty piece of crap they consider a truth, yes, you can't be one of them. And you must be treated shabbily. You must be punished, socially punished. They must impose their power and authority on you. So why not just say no? Or did he just want to play the victim? So again, I did say no, I wouldn't call myself a Holocaust denier. I did say what I believed. I did say, why are you forcing me to believe something I don't believe? Okay. What the hell was the comment about the cheese? Absolutely disrespectful. Oh, see, this is Hoofwinkle. So I don't know why his one comment is gone and this one isn't. So that makes very little sense. So it's more of YouTube glitcheronis, So yeah, I've already talked about the cheese comment. I think it's a pretty good joke. I think some of these bullshitisms of history should be a little bit mocked because it really is. It's like the lyre, okay? It's the same sort of thing. Yeah, this gilding of lilies gets way, way out of control, and all you have is gild, and there's no more lily anywhere. I mean, the gold they're plating their precious things with gets so thick, there's no precious thing anymore. There's just the gold. But yes, fuck Hoofwinkle. And bothered someone over rumors isn't okay. It was in private. It doesn't matter. It was spam. Okay, it was an obnoxious, rude piece of shit. I mean, should I privately email him and say, you look like a pedophile to me? Do you mind proving you're not? And he just wanted to clarify things. Right, and I clarified them. And he said it wasn't good enough. Okay, so believing millions of Jews died for nothing but stupid moronic bigotry isn't good enough. Seriously, blown down out of proportion because he went public and attacked cats. Yeah, and I had every right to do that. I attacked him for spamming me with an obnoxious argument for which he has no reason to believe I have any connection to any ambition to truther on the subject of the Holocaust. It's a conversation human beings can't have. That's the acknowledgement. I will not discuss the details. I will not do any of that. So if you post comments supporting your lies, forget about it, because I'm not going to be interested in pointing out how you're lying, okay? Well, how you're aggrandizing the truth, okay? the documentation sucks. It's all suspects. Right down to the number. Nobody can come up with a rational number of how many Jews died. Do you believe Stalin is a good source? Because that's the source they used. Okay? So Stalin's a good source of Jew numbers. Anyway, I'm sure does he do that with rest of his problematic opponents? Yes, I'm sure he does that. Well, I don't even know what that means. I think I could just kill this whole thread because these are just two morons fighting with each other. Three morons, actually. The fake Google moderator team, right? So this guy's faking being connected to Google, and Google doesn't even block that account. I mean, you know, you're just like, what the fuck? All right, well played, Gary. This is equivalent to of asking, when did you stop beating your wife? Yeah, I don't know if it really is. And I guess if the argument is that beating means any kind of, like, even emotionally beating. Oh, yes, I did once in a while give my wife an emotional problem. You know, so I mean, yes, everything can be qualified, and it's important to qualify the difference between murder and attempted murder, and these things all need distinctions, you know, about intent. All right, I don't know if he should have just said I'm not that thing or fight against, because he obviously isn't some bigot purposefully trying to deny the Holocaust. Well, I'm obviously not what is traditionally called a Holocaust denier, which is somebody who has an aggressive political agenda, somebody who's aggressively, usually not too happy with Jews, and wants to defend quote-unquote German behavior. And I'm not interested in either one of those things. I have no interest in degrading Jews in their status, and I have no interest in upgrading Nazi Germany as some clever place. They obviously weren't very clever. But I will say, okay, they looked good. All right. Whoever designed their uniforms, pretty close to right on. Okay. wasn't even talking about him. He's talking about baldy cats feeling that accusation made by some trolls as evidence. Well, provoking the whole conversation as if that he has any reason to believe it had any connection to the Draft Physics Channel anyway. I obviously am not whatever I am in any aggressive way, and that should have been quite apparent. That there's no indication that I'm aggressively a Holocaust denier. And that should have been enough for Baldy Cats to say, fuck bringing this crap up. Okay, wrong thread by accident. Who cares? Why should anyone have to respond to a gentlemanly manner to unsubstantiated allegations? Well, again, I don't even think it's such a sensitive thing, and it's obvious I'm not aggressive on the subject, so there should have been every indication that this conversation wasn't going to lead where Baldy Cats wanted it to lead. Okay, so But yeah, beyond that, I can't say anything. I don't know who he is. It, I mean, again, he lied in the email in the sense that he says they saw the video of me being a Holocaust denier. You know, obviously, I would argue that's not what he saw. So whatever video he saw, clearly he could understand it had a context. So if he was just watching a clip from a video, he could get that impression, but he wouldn't get that impression from watching the whole video. So again, I'm not going to apologize for my opinion, okay, because I defend it. And so all of this coercion that I have to sit there and use their language to defend myself would be as stupid as saying that their language has some meaning or relevance. They clearly can't rationally describe this Holocaust denier concept, and I've proven that. Baldy Cat's definition is ridiculous. Okay, let's say you and I see... are arranging something we're going to collaborate on. I contact you and tell you serious and loaded accusations. And that's all, yes, it's, well, exactly. I'm just saying, clearly, I can keep metaphoring this to, or analogizing this to, lots of accusations I could have made to Baldy Katz, calling him unqualified. And he, I have no doubt, would have found it offensive for him to have to defend himself on something that's so obviously not apparent. Okay, about him, you know, I mean, I could argue, well, is your family Christian? Or, you know, I could profile him in so many ways to say somehow you're unqualified because you have a Christian sympathetic, you know, you're sympathetic to Christians, and so therefore you're a flat earther yourself. You're a creationist, or, you know, I mean, why would it bother? You know, and again, why wouldn't he be offended to have to be interrogated on some subject completely peripheral? All right, YouTube's attempt to muffle people's freedom of speech is very disturbing. I am so tired of this politically correct cancel culture nonsense. Well, I'm sort of sick of cancel culture. The social justice warrior, I'm so sick of these labels that now end up being pigeonholes, and now it's also useless because you keep putting things in the pigeonhole that aren't a pigeon, for fuck's sake. I mean, they got elephants in the pigeonhole, they got all kinds of shit in those pigeonholes. There's no hate speech in the video whatsoever. Well, there's no, the whole idea of hate speech again is just, first there's motive and then there's actual words, and again, those two things have to be understood in different contexts. Again, Black people playing with the word nigga, okay? Yeah, it's their prerogative. And it's my prerogative to say, God, that word still bugs the fuck out of me. It still means something to me. It still brings up images to me that are not good and don't do anybody any good for any of us to play with. It just, it's not good, just like all the other derogatory terms that just bring up cliche generalizations and profile-y bigotries about people, about WAPs and about kikes and about niggas. And it's just very unproductive. It might have gotten deleted because he N-word, so again, we're playing the game that something has that something to do with anything when we know it has nothing to do with anything but who the producer of the video is and who complained. Nothing else is important. Yep, the Emerald would get you taken down. So he keeps saying it, keeps doing things. Well, anyway, I already blocked him, right? So just block him some more. Okay. Me, it's about context. He was using N-word to make an argument. Yes, clearly, and I wasn't calling somebody anything. So again, more horseshit. You know, how many videos on YouTube might begin with the phrase, my, I won't say it because apparently the argument is you can't say it. You have to say biggers, you know, something, some other sounds like. I mean, it's just too silly. So this is me. Okay, so I posted the email interaction. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. You're going to keep your real subscribers. The trolls will get what they deserve in due time. Well, that's just horseshit. Karma, well, yeah, it obviously isn't real, but realistically speaking, lies catch up with liars. No, they don't. Liars get, acting roles. They get paid off really big. It's very profitable to be a liar, frankly. The president of the United States is a fucking compulsive liar, and he's president of the United States. I mean, it's just, you're so far off the truth there, Mark. Okay, the guy challenged you. That aside, I have a question. How can we get population exactly to 100 specialists so whilst maintaining faculties, whatever this could mean, to stay the moon into Earth? Oh, so he's arguing how can we push the moon into the Earth? I don't know. Clearly, the moon's big, but all you need is a rocket engine, so to speak. All you need to do is create the force going that way, and the moon will go this way. So, yeah, that's what you do. Dummy watched the video. He denied that. I don't know what that means. Is this Farley? Yes, of course it is. Okay, so this is just another YouTuber and Farley playing with each other, so that's can't be worth my time. So he keeps posting all this crap, this fucking YouTuber jackass. Rough watching this, right? I have to turn volume every second. Oh, too bad. Little whiny complainer. Parents are criminals. My mom is so damaged and crazy, and yet she had me. Yes, and you're obviously some. You've obviously inherited some things. Maybe not genetically, but through mimicking. People who try and argue against antinomianism seem to fit into two categories. Either this person has a low level of intelligence or they must be trolling. Half of the time it feels like they are trolling because nobody could be this stupid. Well, the fact is they just don't deal with the argument made. The arguments are kind of simple. Would you go to Disneyland, okay, if five of the people you were going to Disneyland with, we're going to have a fine time, everything would go quite swell, but one of your victims was going to have a really, really bad time. Okay, horribly sick, horribly uncomfortable, horribly bad experience. Would you feel okay? Is that too complicated a question? I mean, you have to admit, oh, yeah, that would bother me. Okay, I'd have a problem, driving that bus. Knowing what it's doing to that one victim, when I know these other five people could do something else. They don't really need to go to Disneyland. There's lots of other things that are fun. And they will never answer those questions. They'll just dance around them, change the subject, they just don't care. Half of the time it feels like, and then you can make the more egregious one, where you're just saying these are dice. And so I can make the dice so there's 50 die, right? And there's only two skull and crossbones on all the die. So of all the die faces, there's only two skull and crossbones. So it's not a huge chance. But if that happens, a kid gets cancer. Would you really want to be rolling the dice? I mean, if you had to give the kid cancer, right? So you're going to go out and give people, oh, he's healthy and she's going to be the head cheerleader and he's going to be the prom queen, or however it works. everybody's doing she things now, so it probably is going to be that way in 10 years. But anyway. You can have all of these little stupid things, and all of those are tainted. You know that, right? You know all the people that are out. They're going to be an alcoholic. They're going to be this. They're all Ted Bundys. They're all Ed Bundys, whatever his fucking name was. Married with children. It isn't a lie. That show isn't a joke. I mean, it really is too close to reality. People are dirt fucking stupid, and you see it every day. You can watch it just walking down the street. How stupid it is. But anyway. So, you know, it's you know, if I give you those dice, are you going to lie and say it wouldn't matter to you? That sticking these straws in the victim's pocket would be something you would be okay with doing. So for every 10 happy kids, you get to bless and say, very good, be happy as an alcoholic or a wife beater or whatever they're going to be. You know, some kind of asshole, right? They're all assholes. They're all like Donald Trump or something. They're all assholes. So this whole game you're playing that all the people are so special and so cool, when you know they're not so special and cool. They molest children. They do all kinds of stupid, jerky things. Well, anyway. And then you have to also inject the cancer into the ones who are going to have cancer. Don't tell me you'd say, yeah, I want that job. But that's what you're doing, for fuck's sake. See, and you just don't see it. And so you're just playing a denial game. Because I don't see it, it's not there. Because I can't see the evil, it's not evil. Of course it's evil. There is no rational, legitimate counter argument that disseminates the anti-natalist argument. It's like trying to argue against the sky being blue. Well, it's clearly, there's no way to argue against the fact that for anyone who believes in anything called social justice or rational social contract, that the imposition argument is deadly. I mean, it's clearly incredibly bigoted and unfair for you to assume for other people what trauma they wish to endure for your happy voyage through life. That fucking goddamn obnoxious arrogance to tell me my pain is worth your pleasure is really fucking evil. You know, and you can't undo that. The obnoxious arrogance of breeders to think they have a right to tell their victims that it's worth it. We're making fun people. Well, you're not a fun person. Well, that's too bad it didn't work out for you because you're not a fun person, but we're making fun people and it's just so cool. I don't see any of that coolness. It sucks. I can't find one of you to admire. The whole planet with billions of people on it, I can't find any of you worth it. I wouldn't give any of you even one of them plastic trophies you buy at the dime store. Well, if there was a dime store, you'd buy it at a dime store. It's so cheap. I wouldn't even give those out. You know, let alone any really expensive trophies. Anyway, awesome, whatever that is. Thanks for your views on Eagleman. I talked about Eagleman? Cool. Good to get your take on his talk. I don't even remember him, but whatever. Good video. All right. I guess we're getting into a month ago, yeah, so we can let go of this conversation. All right, so anyway, it feels like we've talked enough for today. So we'll move on. Maybe I'll do category videos, you know, just doing the argument from videos, the argument from consent, the argument from evolution, the argument from nowhere to go, the argument from too dumb a game for a smart thing to play, you know, all of those arguments. Something like that. Maybe. And such. So we'll just save it and be done with it. So till the next time, let me just have the right closing view of reality. There we go. Google is evil. We have to all vote against it. We have to politically understand to get it on the ballot, you know, and we'll have to vote to acknowledge the truth. Google does not deserve the power it has. It's always been evil. It's just evil all the way through. Not a decent bone in its crappy corporate little body. Everything's a manipulation. Everything's a self-interest and, you know, controlled by their little CEOs with their own little fucking world agenda. It's not a proper librarian. Yeah, not even close. So, till the next time and such.